A reading from the book of Sirach. Like the choice fat of the sacred offerings, so was David in Israel. He made sport of lions as though they were kids, and of bears like lambs of the flock. As a youth he slew a giant and wiped out the people's disgrace. When his hand let fly the sling stone that crushed the pride of Goliath. Since he called upon the Most High God, who gave strength to his right arm, to defeat the skilled warrior and raise up the might of his people. Therefore the women sang his praises and ascribed to him tens of thousands and praised him when they blessed the Lord. When he assumed the royal crown, he battled and subdued the enemy on every side. He destroyed the hostile Philistines and shattered their power till our own day. With his every deed, he offered thanks to God Most High in words of praise. With his whole being, he loved his Maker and daily had his praises sung. He set singers before the altar by his voices. He made sweet melodies. He added beauty to the feasts and solemnized the seasons of each year, so that when the holy name was praised, before daybreak the sanctuary would resound. The Lord forgave him his sins and exalted his strength forever. He conferred on him the right of royalty and established his throne in Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be God, my salvation. Blessed be God, my salvation. God's way is unerring. The promise of the Lord is fire tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. Blessed be God, my salvation. The Lord live, and blessed be my rock. Extolled be God, my Savior. Therefore will I proclaim you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praise to your name. Blessed be God, my salvation. You who gave great victories to your king and showed kindness to your anointed, to David and his posterity forever. Blessed be God, my salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread, and people were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers here are at work in him. Others were saying he is Elijah. Still others, he is a prophet like any other prophets. And when Herod learned of it, he said, It is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised up. Herod was the one who had John arrested and bound in prison on the account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and he kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed. Yet he liked to listen to him. Herodias had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. His own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you. He even swore many things to her. I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even up to half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, What shall I ask for? Her mother replied, The head of John the Baptist. The girl hurried back in the king's presence and made her request. I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist. The king was deeply distressed, but because of the oath and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
And so today the book of Sirach talks about the greatness of King David. And King David was great. He was considered a Saint David. But again, there was much in David's life that wasn't great. There was much in David's life that was sinful. Again, as I do a men's conference, I will tomorrow in Lexington, we'll usually talk about him because he's the one that said, as we heard yesterday, be a man to his son Solomon. And so he's the one who had all these imperfections. He was a rapist. He He was a murderer. He was all these things. And yet, in the midst of all that, there's the one line in here. It says, with his whole being, he loved his maker and daily had his praises sung. In all the imperfections of David, he still loved God and he still tried to do his will. And that should give all of us great hope that we're all imperfect. Everyone, sorry, if you had thought you were perfect, I'm going to break that bubble this morning. All of us are imperfect. And yet, if we choose and if we strive to love God with all that we are, think with his whole being, he loved God. He loved his master. If we could do the same, of course our sin would be less. And of course, we wouldn't be perfect. We'd be on the road. So let's together try to love God with all our being. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and pray.